Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
You've heard the saying from pulpits, sometime we're on holy ground. You ever heard that? We're on holy ground. Well, in this chapter, we're on holy ground because it takes us to the throne room. It's going to talk about the earthly tabernacle, then compare to the heavenly tabernacle. And we're going to look at some of the articles in the tabernacle. And just so you'll know, every furnishing that was in the tabernacle points to Jesus Christ. Everything. Every one of them. We're going to look at some of them this morning. When I started my notes the other day, I was going to go to verse 10, but I only went to verse number 4. I said, that's about all we're going to get in the day. So let's get Hebrews 9, and then we'll discuss what we read. Then verily, the first covenant, and also ordinances of divine service, and a worldly sanctuary. Again, this is talking about that sanctuary in Moses' day. For there was a tabernacle made, the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table, talking about the table showbread, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, we'll talk about it, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. So again, it's talking about that earthly tabernacle. But remember, the earthly tabernacle was just a picture, if you will, a model, it'd even be a better expression, of what Moses saw in heaven. Remember, we looked at that here a couple weeks ago, where God opened the canopies of heaven on Mount Sinai. He told Moses, I want you to build one just like this on earth. And we learned last week that even though that was a wonderful sanctuary, it doesn't compare to the one in heaven, because it's an earthly sanctuary. The heavenly sanctuary, and you know by now, I believe that there's literally a tabernacle in heaven. I believe it, take it literally, okay? We'll get a little bit farther in that, but in verse number 1, the tabernacle ordained by the old covenant was planned by God, but it was planned for an earthly, it talked about a worldly service, worldly sanctuary. It was planned here on earth for the world, for the earth. The tabernacle on earth was built of earthly materials and by earthly hands, obviously. Bezalel and Oholiab and others were talented men and craftsmen, and they were the ones responsible for putting together. God actually gave them the gifts of putting together the craftsmen and building the altars and the candlesticks, and these men put it together. And obviously they were magnificent things and made of gold. But beautiful, ornate, yes, but it could not compare to the heavenly tabernacle, the one built by God's own hands and with heavenly materials. So I want you to see the comparison here. Even though they had one here on earth and it was a beautiful thing, on the inside, on the outside, not so much the tabernacle, because it was, matter of fact, it's a picture of Christ and his flesh. And we're going to get into that in just a minute. But I want you to notice here in Hebrews chapter 8, verse number 2, Hebrews 8, 2. Where it talks about a minister of the sanctuary of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. He's talking about in Hebrews 8 about the heavenly sanctuary, that the Lord made this, not man. Obviously, he had to make it with heavenly materials too, up in heaven. So how much better the one in heaven is than the one here on earth? And that's what Paul is bringing out, the new covenant, the new tabernacle and all. Verse number 2. For there was a tabernacle made, and he describes it. The tabernacle, let me, just so as a background, the tabernacle was a tent. It was 45 feet long, 15 foot high, and 15 foot wide. When we think of it, this tabernacle in the wilderness, we think it's some big, giant, it's smaller than this, a lot smaller than it would be than our auditorium. 45 foot long, 15 foot wide, which wouldn't even be from here to the wall, from the aisle to the aisle, is short, it's narrower if you want to picture it, okay? And then the height, it would probably be, that's a little more, that's probably 12. Let me stand that up. Probably right about here is 15 foot, okay? So it was a box, 45 foot long, 15 foot. It had two compartments, and we just read a little bit about it. There's the holy place. That's where only the priest could enter. Outside the holy place was what's called the court, where all the Jews, and outside of that was the court of the Gentiles. And you know all of that, how all of that worked. The Gentiles could not enter into that court area for the Jews, or they'd be killed. And it was called that middle wall of partition. Interesting study there, and I won't get into all that. But the Gentiles could come there, but they couldn't go any farther. When the Bible talks about that middle wall of partition has been broken down, that's what it talks. It's talking about now. Everybody could come to Jesus, Jew or Gentile. But during the days of the tabernacle, or during the days of the temple, the Gentiles had to come only so far. And then the Jewish people could come inside, but they couldn't come into the holy place. Only the holy place would be entered daily by the priest. And daily they would minister, and we're going to look at that again in just a minute. They would service, and literally the word service means worship. It wasn't busy work. It was the things that they had to do as part of a worship and of sacrifices, and they did it daily. And then behind the veil, we're going to look at this here and open it up a little bit farther, but I'll get you kind of an overview. Behind, there's a veil that separated the holy place, and it was 30 foot by 15 foot by 15 high. The veil separated it, which means the Holy of Holies was 15 foot square. Does that make sense to you? He cut the 45 foot length at the 30 and the 15. So the Holy of Holies was 15 by 15 by 15. That's where the Ark of the Covenant and all, that's where it sat. And only the high priest could enter into that place once a year on the Day of Atonement. So you get a picture about the tabernacle, 45 by 15 by 15. Then you have the veil at 30 foot into the tabernacle is that veil where only the high priest could go once a year. In verse number 2, it talks about wherein was the candlestick. The candlestick. When we think of the candlestick, most people think of candles that are, you know, the wax candles. Matter of fact, my wife bought some. We went to Rural King Friday and bought some of them wax candles that you, and she didn't like them. They didn't smell good. They smell good in the box, but you put them on the little burner and they just didn't have it. So she ordered something from Walmart. If you can't find it, go to Walmart, okay? Anyway, we think of candles, we think candlestick, we think of those candles. No, no, no. This had pure virgin olive oil and burning. That's what the priest would do every day. Make sure that the oil was in there and they had to keep the candlesticks burning and all. So other places it's called a lampstand. Here's called a candlestick. And anyway, just so you know, they're not seven candles sticking up. It's actually oil that's burning with the wicks and all. And it's interesting that the golden candlestick, it was a seven-branch lampstand made of pure gold. It's interesting to note that there were no windows in the tabernacle. No windows. So only the candlestick, that was the only light that the priest would get as they would minister in that 30 by 15 by 15 tent. Their only light, they didn't have light, electricity. It was that candlestick that it would burn. There's so much here and I have to move on. The candlestick not only provided the only light in the tabernacle for them to minister in the holy place. The candlestick pictured Jesus, who is the light of the world.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.